Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, Danica McKellar is our very special guest. And you know her work. Well, if you're a math buff, you know her best-selling math books. Unbelievable. You can go to McKellarMath.com and buy all of those books. We're talking about New York Times bestsellers, but you know her best probably from The West Wing, where she played Elsie Snuffing, or The Wonder Years, of course, where she played Winnie Cooper. Her latest is Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, Matchmaker Mysteries, A Killer Engagement. Danica McKellar, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well, and congratulations. It sounds like it's going to be a nice series. How many Hallmark movies have you done?
This is my 11th Hallmark movie.
Wow.
This one, and I'm so grateful. I just love making Hallmark movies. They're so fun and life-affirming, you know? They're positive. They make you feel good. This one mostly makes you feel good. There's a murder in it, though. But this one's not for Hallmark Channel. It's for Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Channel, which is a separate channel. Sometimes people get confused about that. But it is a separate channel. And they've been doing these really fun mystery movies for a long time, for a few years now. And I'm just thrilled to get to do one of my own now. And what they do is, like, so ours is Matchmaker Mysteries, A Killer Engagement. And then next year we'll have three more Matchmaker Mysteries movies. But they'll all be standalone movies with the same characters. So I get to reprise my role again and again. And my character's name is Angie Dove. I play a matchmaker in Philadelphia who has a show called The Matchmaker with Angie Dove. And on the show, I have made a match, Emma and Aaron. And they got together through me 6 months ago. Now they're engaged. And at the engagement party near the beginning of the movie, Emma, unfortunately, is murdered. Mm. The prime suspect turns out to be Aaron because of some circumstantial evidence, and I am convinced, as the person who got them together, that he did not do it. Plus, of course, if people think he did it, then that's really bad for business because I paired them up. One of the people that I matched up together killed the other one. That's not a good thing. So I am determined to clear his name, and so that's why I get involved in solving the murder. And it's just a lot of fun. It's got a lot of humor and lightness to it. It's compared to some of the other mystery movies on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. We're going for a slightly more comedic flavor, almost like a Monk, where, yes, you know, things are going on that are, you know, troublesome. Someone got murdered. But in Monk, if you remember that show, there's a lot of humor in it. And why not make it, you know, a fun ride?
Well, listen, it sounds terrific. The premise sounds great, actually. It's very well laid out the way you did that. I'm intrigued. What about the other movies? Have you shot them yet? Are they just in the works, or are they already shot and you kind of, or can't you say?
No, they're not. They're in the works. We're at the script, actually the outline stage for some of them. So I'm actually an executive producer on this one. I've been involved with it for over a year and helping to craft the stories, and we are currently working on the next one's script.
And now, I know this
will air, I would say, second half of next year, for sure.
All right, that's terrific. I know you mentioned it's Hallmark Movies and Mysteries Channel, which is different than Hallmark, but how long does, you know, again, 11 movies, how long does that relationship go back with you and Hallmark?
Four and a half years.
Wow, that's a lot of work, boy. You've done a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah, good for you. I know you like to keep
it's
busy.
Really, yeah, it's really special what Hallmark does. They have a different model. They like to use the same people over and over again, which is fantastic for us because it's regular work and we don't have to go wondering what we're going to, you know, as an actress, you never know, like, where your next job is, basically, typically. This is almost like the old studio system where they use the same people over and over again, and I feel like what it does is it creates a certain kind of familiarity from the viewers, almost like watching a series. Even though the movies on Hallmark Channel, none of them are necessarily related to each other, you still have this sense of familiarity, and it's a family. And I think that I'm really fortunate that I was part of a lot of our viewers' childhoods from the Wonder Years, and so I get to add an extra flavor and layer of nostalgia to the movies that I'm in, which is just a wonderful gift. I'm so thrilled and grateful to be part of it.
Yeah, well, no question. But that's a lot of work, and it's terrific, and it's all great work. Danica McKellar is the voice that you're hearing, and you know her as Winnie Cooper from The Wonder Years, as she just mentioned, and of course, The West Wing, the wonderful work she did there. But everything she's in is great, so check out this. It's the first installment of a bunch to come, and again, it's on Hallmark. Movies and Mysteries, and again, the name of it is Matchmaker Mysteries, A Killer Engagement, which, again, it sounds wonderful. What was the longest you took off from acting? I know you these books take a while to write, and you probably have to focus. Can you compartmentalize? Can you, act and write math books at the same time?
It's funny. It's the story of my life. I mean, literally, when I'm done with this radio tour, my book needs to be proofread, the one that comes out next year, for Multiplication and Division. So, and I'm starting my Christmas movie, which I leave for on Thursday. So here's the layout for just this week, for example. I have to finish proofreading this over 200-page book, basically today and tomorrow. Then Thursday, I leave to get ready for my Christmas movie. But Sunday, the night before we start shooting it, this Sunday is the premiere of Matchmaker Mysteries, A Killer Engagement, and I'll be live tweeting. So I'll be setting up, getting like a link, because I'll be in Canada. I won't be able to watch it live. So I'll be watching it on my computer with a link that they send me while learning lines for my Christmas movie and live tweeting for this movie, and probably still in contact with my editor over the proofreading phase of the book that comes out next year.
Yeah,
so that is how it goes.
Well, listen, I've got to say, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and she loves math. And she loves math probably because she read, I think it's Math Doesn't Suck. And isn't it funny? I'm talking.
Yeah. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
What a great thing you're doing there. And again, they're bestsellers, too. So it's not just that they're good and they're critically acclaimed. I mean, it's everything. They're well-rounded, and you are very well-rounded. And again, I'll remind everyone to watch Matchmaker Mysteries, A Killer Engagement, and that's with Danica McKellar. And she's busy, so we only have a couple minutes left. But also, I hope this is right, McKellarMath.com. And go there and buy all of these books. They're terrific if you have, especially for young women that are getting into math. And, this is a young woman who's, has just done wonderful work here. But again, you know her as Winnie Cooper and Wonder Years and West Wing. What's the biggest stop on the street? You get stopped on the street. Is it Hey Winnie or is it Hey Elsie?
It's really not Hey Elsie anymore. That's the reference to the West Wing. That was going on pretty much just during the show, maybe a couple of years afterwards. It's actually fairly split now between the Wonder Years, my math books, and my Hallmark movies. A lot of people come to me and say, our family loves watching your Hallmark movies. Thank you so much for making this wonderful programming. It's family friendly. Anybody can watch it. It doesn't offend anybody. It makes everyone feel happy. I had a woman stop me the other day. She told me that she had just been dealing with breast cancer and that she's fine now. But she was really laid up for a while. And she said, your movies made me happy. And she flat out said that. And I wanted to just cry and hug her. I was like, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me. It feels so good to hear that. And just to know that I can be a positive force out there, not only helping kids not be afraid of math anymore, because math can be scary, and I know how to make it not scary. That is my mission. But also now, just by turning on a Hallmark channel, you can make people happy that way, too. It's just wonderful. I'm so grateful to have these opportunities. And that is why I don't mind it when my life feels crazy, like crazy talk, when I'm bouncing back and forth between all these things I'm doing. I'm still got to keep my eye on the grateful part.
Well, listen, I'm grateful to have you, and our listeners are as well. Thank you very much for being here. Congratulations on all your success. And Danica McKellar, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
Matchmaker Mysteries, A Killer Engagement is the name of the film. It's the first installment from Hallmark Movies and Mysteries from Danica McKellar. And again, you know her as Winnie Cooper and Elsie Snuffing. By the way, if she gets stopped and people say, "Hi, Winnie Cooper," it's quite a compliment, because she's that was many years ago. That was her as a little girl, so that means that they still recognize her as that young girl on the Wonder Years. And you know, we've had different actors from that show on this show, and we always get text and emails afterwards, and so many people love that, and they grew up with that. But again, Danica McKellar's latest is Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. That's the channel, and the name of the latest is Matchmaker Mysteries, A Killer Engagement. And again, West Wing fans know Danica from there. But again, a New York Times best-selling author of math books. And I'm not kidding. My daughter has that book. It's so funny. I was like, wait, is that the girl from The Wonder Years? And it was, as it turns out. But terrific. Danica McKellar has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.